The title of this devotional is The Song of the Redeemed. Our text is from Exodus 15, verses 1 and 2. And Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. Upon being miraculously delivered from Egypt by the mighty hand of God, Moses and the Israelites were encamped on the opposite bank of the Red Sea. They had just witnessed the parting of the sea and the destruction of Pharaoh's army. The praise service was in order, and a mighty praise service they had. Led by Moses, the whole encampment began to sing this song of praise found in Exodus 15, 1 through 22, known to us as the Song of Moses. Verse 2, the Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. Well, certainly Israel was in an impossible situation. There was an army behind them and a sea in front of them. If anybody ever felt weak and helpless, I'm sure it was they. However, they had left Egypt at the Lord's command. Thus, it was up to the Lord to provide deliverance. This hasn't changed a bit. He still delivers in his own good time. Our job is simply to trust, believe, and obey him. Looking at verse 2, I separated several key things. The Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. The creator of heaven and earth, our maker. He is the self-existent one who inhabits eternity, yet is pleased to dwell with us who show a humble and contrite spirit. Isaiah 57:15. He is not a man. He is eternal God. His ways and thoughts are vastly different than our own. Isaiah 55:8. He knows us intimately. He knows our thoughts and desires, and he desires the very best for us. Jeremiah 29:11. He is the one who spoke from the burning bush to Moses and revealed himself as the great I Am, which he stated would be his name forever and his memorial for all generations. Exodus 3:15. In the Gospels, the Lord Jesus did not hesitate to take this name for himself. The religious leaders wanted to kill him for making himself God. John 10:33. Well, they had that right, didn't they? Secondly, the Lord is my strength. When we are young and foolish, or should I say arrogant, we think that we can do everything by ourselves. God is reserved for emergencies. As we grow older, we realize just how utterly weak and dependent we are. Well, good for us. Now God can do something with us. I think of the Apostle Paul, who often proclaimed his own weakness. It was his weakness that made him dependent on the Lord. Because he realized his utter helplessness, he was able to cry out, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm sure that is our desire also. The Lord is my song. When we are in communion with our Lord, we often have an outpouring of praise and gratitude, even in the depths of despair and uncertainty. Israel sang on the banks of the sea when they had no idea what their next move would be. And so should we. May we never lose our song. Psalm 77, 66, I call to remembrance my song in the night. I meditate within my heart, and my spirit makes diligent search. Ephesians 5, 19, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. The Lord is my salvation. Thank God for his great salvation. Thank God for the blood of Jesus that purchased our salvation. Thank God that every sin and every iniquity that we have ever committed has been erased from his ledger by the blood of Jesus. God promised a redeemer when he cursed the serpent in the Garden of Eden. The redeemer would come from the seed of the woman. Genesis 3:15. God determined in eternity past to gather together all who would believe and accept his promised Messiah, namely Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 10. In Isaiah 56 and 16, God stated that he had looked all over for a perfect redeemer, but he couldn't find anyone. Thus, he determined to provide the necessary sacrifice by himself. As good as men such as Abraham and Moses may have been, they didn't fit the bill. God was looking for a perfect sacrifice, but to no avail. Thus, he would have to come himself. In the process of time, the Spirit of God moved upon a lowly virgin, and she conceived in her womb. An angel announced to her that she had been chosen to bring the Son of God into this world for the purpose of redemption. Jesus came into the world as the perfect Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world. John 1:29. God didn't leave Israel by the shore of the sea. He saw them through to the promised land. He is doing the same for us. Recognizing this, we praise him as the great eternal one who provides us strength for our journey and places a song in our hearts. We praise him here and will praise him at the throne for all eternity when our salvation is totally completed. Revelation 15:3. They sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of Saints." I'm looking forward to being in that group and joining in that song, and I'm looking to see you there. God bless you.